This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. After deadly protests in the streets of Kyrgyzstan, it appears the government of that Central Asian state has now fallen. Earlier today, police opened fire on demonstrators in the capital, Bishkek. Estimates of the dead range from 40 to over 100, with many more wounded. Now the opposition claims to have formed its own government, and the president, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, has left the capital. Clifford Levy of The New York Times is following the story from Moscow. And Clifford, has the government actually resigned?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out right now. The opposition has demanded that the president of Kyrgyzstan formally sign a letter of resignation. At this point, though, it does not seem that he's done that. And in fact, we don't actually know where the president of Kyrgyzstan is right now. We know that he left the capital, Bishkek, on his presidential plane. He may have headed for the south of the country, or he may have headed out of the country. It's unclear at this point.
Now, the opposition has taken over, I gather, government offices, state television channels. Explain how these protests escalated to the extent that they did today with these dozens of deaths.
Well, there have been a lot of tensions in Kyrgyzstan in recent months. The opposition had contended that the president had been becoming increasingly autocratic. But it appears the real catalyst for these protests was a sharp increase in utility rates that was adopted by the government in recent weeks. On Tuesday, some protests broke out in a provincial capital, and then those spread to the main capital of the country, Bishkek, on Wednesday. Protesters massed around government buildings in the downtown and the central square of the city. And then it seemed to be some sort of chaos broke out. It's unclear whether the government formally gave the order to the police to shoot at the protesters. Some protesters said that it appeared that the police were not being properly supervised. For whatever reason, they started shooting, and dozens of people were wounded and killed in the attacks. And from that point, things really descended into mayhem.
There's an interesting twist here, which is that President Bakiyev himself came to power 5 years ago after what's called the Tulip Revolution, with street protests similar to those we're seeing now. Is it the same people who supported him then that have now turned against him?
That's a great question. There are some people who supported him back then that have now turned against him. But there were people who were in opposition back then as well that didn't ally with him. He did come into power in 2005 promising to respect political freedoms. It turns out, in the view of a lot of human rights groups, that he absolutely did not do that. In fact, there had been a growing number of attacks on opposition politicians and journalists in Kyrgyzstan. When I was there last summer, last July, I interviewed many journalists and opposition politicians who talked about a climate of fear there. Several actually have gone into exile because they feared for their lives.
Clifford, what is the strategic importance to the United States of Kyrgyzstan? What are the stakes here?
Well, it's an obscure country with a vital strategic importance because the United States maintains a very important air base in the capital of Bishkek, and that air base is used to support the NATO mission in Afghanistan. The base has been there almost since 9/11. It was opened a few months after 9/11, and tens of thousands of troops from the United States and from other NATO countries use that base as a transit point going in and out of Afghanistan. Last year, the president of Kyrgyzstan vowed that he would close the base, and that began a long lobbying campaign by the Obama administration to get him to reverse course, which he eventually did.
And what's the response been there in Moscow to these events today in Kyrgyzstan?
Well, clearly, the Kremlin watches Kyrgyzstan very closely. It considers Kyrgyzstan part of its so-called zone of influence. It's kind of like Russia's backyard. There are long, close, historic and cultural ties between Russia and Kyrgyzstan. Russian is still a national language of Kyrgyzstan. And Russia, of course, cares a lot about that military base. Russia does not want the United States to have a major military base in Kyrgyzstan, and had actively lobbied the Kyrgyz government to not allow the base there.
Okay. Clifford Levy, Moscow bureau chief of The New York Times, telling us about the apparent overthrow today of the government of Kyrgyzstan. Clifford, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.